couldn't believe where I was and what I was doing. Although I had stood at many different podiums around the world and offered many prayers, both silently in the pew as well as publicly from the pulpit, this time was different. This time the eyes of the world were upon me as I took center stage on the platform only a few feet away from the president-elect just moments before he would become our nation's leader. A vast sea of faces from the hundreds of thousands in attendance at the inauguration looked up at me beneath luminous pewter-colored clouds. As I made my way to the podium on this mild, damp January morning, I shivered despite my gray overcoat, more from being nervous than from the weather. Taking a deep breath, I paused to celebrate all that God had done in my life to bring me to that moment. There I was, a Puerto Rican computer geek from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, standing before millions of viewers in the very spot where Chief Justice John Roberts would soon swear in the President of the United States. Back in high school, I was more concerned with the next Star Trek movie than anything to do with ministry. Never in a million years would I ever have imagined myself a pastor, let alone one about to deliver a prayer for our nation's new president at his inauguration. Although I had been involved in several nonpartisan meetings with previous presidents, I was about to make history as the first Hispanic evangelical pastor to pray at this historic and prestigious event. Humbled to be there, I delivered the prayer derived from Scripture that God had placed on my heart and knew this moment was as monumental for me as for our new leader. Months, if not years, had led to where we each stood. After a grueling campaign and divisive election, the president would now move forward to unite us as one nation under God. My route had also been a long, arduous journey, filled with more ups and downs than any roller coaster ride. I'll tell you more about some of those later. But then, isn't that true for all of us on our journeys of faith? Some days it feels as if we take one step forward and two steps back before we experience God's guidance toward the destination where He wants to take us. Sometimes we may even wonder whether we're going the right direction or whether we'll ever get where we believe we're supposed to be. We feel overwhelmed by and under-equipped for life's storms and struggle to push through one obstacle, only to discover another larger one looming before us. In other words, we feel just like the Apostle Paul boarding a ship. Getting there. Are we there yet? Like most parents, if I had a dollar for every time one of my kids asked that inevitable question while traveling, I'd have a pile of money. But children aren't the only ones who get impatient. Every time I board a plane, I check my watch and wonder whether my flight will be on time, the first of many such calculations. When delays leave me sitting on the tarmac along with dozens of other frustrated, impatient passengers, I try to remember the journey Paul took in order to get to Rome. As we will see, this trip was anything but simple. And even if Paul didn't expect smooth sailing, I doubt he imagined anything like what actually occurred on his epic journey. Filled with an arrest, a trial, a life-threatening storm, a shipwreck, and a snake bite, Paul's path to Rome featured more drama than a reality TV show. Surely there were times when he had to wonder whether he would ever reach the capital of the Roman Empire. Maybe he questioned whether he had misunderstood what God wanted him to do, or how God wanted him to do it, or whether he had lost his sense of direction somewhere along the way. Perhaps Paul's commitment to walking by faith, despite his circumstances, resulted from the dramatic upheaval he experienced in his life after encountering Christ. You see, Paul had once been known as Saul before he ran into Jesus while traveling on the road to Damascus. Raised in a strict Jewish home, Saul believed a person's righteousness could be achieved only by strictly following God's law. Consequently, Saul thought he and other Jews like him were the only ones worthy of God's favor because of how hard they worked to follow every commandment and obey every rule.